My name is Dr. Michael Brown, and this is Three Words, a bite-sized podcast about the simple and yet very strategic choices that all of us can make in order to become and grow into the very best version of ourselves. Today in our studio, we have a 19-year-old young man who is just moving into adulthood, who is embodying so many of the conversations that we have had here in the Three Words podcast studio. Three word phrases like sweat every day, wake up early, start a business. This young man is extremely inspirational, and I wanted you to meet him so that you could be encouraged to act your age in all four of the seasons of your life, and particularly for those who are younger listening in, to actually have a model of what it looks like to become now who you want to become later. Listen in. You know, I'll be honest, Jason, I've been so excited about this particular episode because you, my friend, are the youngest podcast guest that we've ever had in Three Word Studio. And I'm excited because we're going to have a great conversation with a younger man who is right between the first and second season of their lives. And I'm excited. So all that to say, before we jump into our Three Word conversation, Jason, tell us a little about yourself.
So my name is Jason Pileski. I'm from Cincinnati. I'm a student here at Bowling Green State University, and I'm in business. I'm a sophomore, but I was in aviation for my first two semesters, and then I ended up switching majors. You know, aviation just wasn't what I wanted to do with my life. I wanted more. I desired more. So I switched my major, and I am living out what I want to do. So, yeah.
And I have found you to be wise beyond your years and more mature than most people your age, which is why these three words is our conversation today.
Act your age.
You know, when we first had this comment, when we first talked about doing this episode together, act your age, you're like, what does that mean? It almost sounds like that's a negative connotation. Like, act your age, right? But in many ways, that's why I wanted to have you in the studio, Jason, is because I feel like as a 19-year-old young man, you are acting your age, meaning this, you're taking seriously the opportunities before you. There's a ton of listeners and viewers that tune into Three Words podcasts that are about your age, a little bit younger, a little bit older. There's a great population that are listening to our podcast in those early 20s, late teens. And I would say probably for many of them, they're not acting their age, meaning this, they're coasting. Right. They're not taking life seriously. They're feeling like, I'll just kind of worry about adulthood and I'll worry about becoming my best version somewhere for down the road. But the longer I spend time with you, obviously kind of tracking with you through the first year of college and just being a mentor in your life, it's like this young man is acting his age. Not in a negative way, but in a really, really positive way. So I was thinking about all of the different episodes that we have done here in Three Words Podcast, and I actually began to think about all the different Three Word episodes that you at 19 years old, and even at 18 years old when I first met you, were already starting to live out. So with your permission, I'd love to explore some of those episodes and even just kind of tie back to our conversations here at Three Words Podcast and ask you and even have you describe how you're acting your age already in these various arenas. So first of all, waking up earlier.
Waking up early, yes. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm up at 5:30. Tuesday, Thursday, I'm up at 6. So I wake up, I eat a little snack, I go to the gym, and then I come back and I just do homework. I just do work. So I go to the gym and I'm just focused for the rest of the day. It's like momentum for the whole day. So I come back from the gym and it's just, I'm grinding out homework until my first class.
What is your first class?
My first class on Monday, Wednesday, Friday is at 10:30. And then Tuesday, Thursday is at 9:30. So I set out that block in the morning just to do work. And I find that I'm more focused in the morning, especially after I go to the gym. I do physical activity and then boom, I come back and I'm just grinding out work.
Now, wait a minute here. You are 18, 19 years old when you started doing this. And for most freshmen and sophomore students, undergraduate students, not only at Bowling Green State University, but around the country, I'm going to wake up, if my class starts at 10, I'm going to wake up about 9:40. Maybe I set the alarm for 9:20. I hit the snooze button three or four times and then I kind of run to class real quick.
Right.
Have you ever done that? Is that something you ever?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And how did that work out for you?
Not very well. And especially like I had an 8 a.m. So my first semester here, and I would just wake up at 7:30 and I would go to class and I find that I'm tired still. Like I'm in class and I don't want to be there. If I wake up earlier and I do physical activity and I just get my body moving, get my mind right, I'm more focused in my class and just throughout the entire day.
Well, you're already living out the episode that you're talking about now, right? To sweat every day.
Yes. Yep.
And so you're going to the gym every day?
The rec. Yeah. Yeah. Every day. Yeah. Wow. I try to, it's just like, I can't imagine my day not going and working out. People say like, oh, you should take rest days. But like, I just can't imagine myself not working out. Like, I feel like I have to sweat every day.
Well, and not only do you sweat every day, but then you come back and actually do the intellectual work. You're doing studies. And in fact, one of my favorite kind of phrases, and it's not mine, it's supposedly Mark Twain said back in the day, eat the frog, which is actually a book out there now, Eat the Frog, which is to do that really hard thing first thing in the morning. Most people don't want to do homework. I'm guessing you don't love it either.
No, I don't think anybody does.
But you do it first thing in the morning after you work out, you sweat every day, to be able to really focus your energy. I mean, imagine how you feel. You go to class at 10 and then you kind of go through your day. You've already worked out.
Oh, yeah.
You've already had a great meal. You've already done a lot of homework and reading before you even got to noon.
Again, it's like momentum. And I feel like if I do all that, I win the day. And then if I win the day, chances are I'll win the next few days. If I win the next few days, I win the week, I win the month, win the year. So it just compounds on itself. So it's like starting with those little acts, starting every day, you just have to build momentum and just win.
Yeah. Atomic Habits is a great book out there right now that actually just stacking those habits, making those choices. And you and I've chatted about this a lot, that as we sit here today, we are 100% the accumulation of our decisions and 0% the accumulation of our intentions. And so you're making great choices, great decisions. And I appreciate it. Even the other day, that's probably been a month now, where you sent me kind of a little screenshot of something you saw called Mentor, because you see me as a mentor in your life, which is amazing. I love being a mentor in your life. But in many ways, you're a mentor in my life, and you're a mentor to your friends around you, the other undergraduates who are looking at you going, Jason, why are you doing these things? You have lived out another episode that we talked about, and that is seeking out mentors. So, you know, a lot of people want mentors, but even once we met at the student rec center, at the rec center, you have been seeking me out. You're like, you're jumping on Marco Polo, which is an app, saying, here's a question I have. Here's something I'm thinking about. What do you think about this? I'd love your feedback on this. You have really sought out mentors. Why?
I wanted to find someone that knows more than me, and I wanted to learn from them. So you clearly in this stage of your life know more than me. So I'm like, well, I want to seek you out, and I want to get to know, I want to pick your brain. I want to know your knowledge just to build myself up and just to build my character and really, I guess seek you out. So
I appreciate that. And my guess is you have other mentors as well.
I do. Okay. Yeah. My parents have played a big role. They've really taught me a lot. Like, my dad has taught me, you know, self-discipline, and like, I've done a lot of like yard work for them, and just like, it sounds kind of arbitrary, but you know, yard work and just like working at my lake house and stuff, it's just like, you need to be focused and you need to, you know, work hard, have self-discipline with all this. So
I'm going to pause our conversation with Jason just to simply acknowledge that, particularly if you are in your teenage years or maybe early 20s, that this is kind of new information and maybe an aha moment for you. Would you share this episode with a friend who's your age, who you're thinking they need to act their age too? Now back to the conversation. Well, and you're focused not only on just who you are going to be, what you're going to be accomplishing down the road, you're focusing on who you're becoming. Which is, again, one of our episodes. I was like, you actually circled that. You're like, this is one that's really, really important to me. I think that was a conversation we had that probably was new for you.
Yeah.
To not focus on just doing, but actually focusing on becoming.
I think you told me that the philosophy is, if you live out who you want to be in the future today, then you will become that person. I've really thought about that. And the choices that I make in the day is, will this make my future self proud? So waking up early, going to the gym, journaling, like that, all of those things are who I want to be in the future. There are other things that, like maybe eating junk food, or like, does my future self really want to do that? And if the answer is no, I probably won't do that. If it is, I'll do that.
Well, and you've heard me say, and I'm sure our viewers and listeners have as well, that you're not going to wake up someday having become someone you've not been becoming. But I think particularly for college students, and not only just college students, but people who are 15, 16, 17, 18, you know, who are moving toward adulthood, they think, I'm going to kind of live this life called childhood, and then I'm just going to somehow become an adult when I turn 18. On that 18th birthday, I'm now an adult. And you're not just going to walk across the stage at commencement and become a better adult. You actually need to become that person now and continue to think, who do I want to become? And it's not going to happen magically as a result of choices and so forth. And so you even have talked about journaling. Do you journal?
I do journal.
Talk to us about that.
So again, I do my homework in the morning. If I don't have a lot, I read in the morning and I journal. So I think journaling is great because I can get my thoughts down on paper. I can get them out of my head and on paper. And I think it really helps me just work through things and think through things. And I think everyone should journal. Do you have a journal?
I do. And again, I'm not very good at journaling, which is why I had Dan Costello in our Three Words podcast studio actually tutor me on how to start a journal.
Okay.
Cause I started, stop. Journaling is hard for me because I kept thinking I need to do it perfectly.
Right.
What's the perfect way to do a journal? So I kept stopping. Dan, in our episode, Three Words Podcast, Start a Journal, really helped me understand that there's no perfect or right way to journal. How do you journal and what does that look like for you?
So I also came to this realization that it doesn't need to be perfect. Sometimes I just write down bullet points. I write down little, three word sentences. It's my journal. I can do whatever I want with it. Sometimes I doodle, I can just do whatever I want with it. And it's just however I'm feeling in that moment, whatever I'm thinking in that moment is just what I write down.
But what does it do for you? What does journaling actually accomplish for you at 19 years old?
I would say at 19 years old, I can look back on that journal and realize where I was during that stage of life. And even now I look back at previous pages and I just think about how my life was so different and how far I've come in, my emotional stage of life, my mental stage of life, everything.
How far you've come since when? Because you're only 19.
Since last June.
See, the fact that you're able to track, even at your age, you're acting your age. You're taking seriously this kind of bounce into adulthood. And you're thinking about, man, look where I used to be. But it was only a year ago or 6 months ago. But you're taking very seriously, very proactively becoming exactly the young man that you want to become. And that's really my encouragement for anyone listening today or viewing our podcast is I want you to act your age in each of the four seasons of your life.
Yes.
So if you're in the season of identity, 0 to 20, I want you to act your age in that season.
Right.
20 to 40, the season of investigation, I want you to act your age. I want you to do the important tasks, embrace the important beliefs during that stage. The third stage, 40 to 60, the season of influence. And then obviously 60 to 100, 110, 120, season of inspiration. But even in the season of inspiration, I want them to act their age.
Oh, yeah.
I want to, as I go from the third season to the fourth season, I want to act my age. And I want to take seriously who I'm becoming at every single stage of my life. But again, the focus is you because again, this is what's intriguing to me and why you are the youngest guest ever in the Three Words podcast studio, because I want people not to think about that when they're 40, 50, 60 years old, going through a crisis, maybe working through a health issue, maybe dealing with parent challenges. Yeah. I want them to think about these conversations now.
Yes.
Now, recently we had another podcast episode that you circled and said, I'm kind of doing this too.
Yeah.
You now recently at 19 have said, how do I start a business?
Yes, sir.
Why do you want to start a business at 19 years old, Jason?
I want to build something that will last. Mm-hmm. I want to build something now, invest in it now, and it'll last however long, my whole life. And I've always been with that entrepreneurial mindset. I've always wanted to really be my own boss, not work for somebody else. I want to do my own thing. So you know what? I'll start a business. And right now I'm just waiting on some samples and I'm getting the ball rolling, getting everything started. And again, that's who I want to be. I want to be a business owner. So I'm going to take action now. And I want to do that in this stage of my life.
Now I'm guessing some of your friends and roommates and maybe others around you are like, how do you even have time for this?
Right.
it's like you're a student and because most freshmen, most sophomores at universities, or even people who are 18, 19 years old, who might be working 30 hours a week are like, oh, I'm so busy. I have no time. I just need more free time and life's so exhausting. And they're probably looking at you saying, well, how do you fit this all in?
Mm-hmm.
It's because of the choices you're making.
Yeah.
You're not just coasting through the 168 hours a week. You're actually leveraging them. You're maximizing those moments and those choices. And there's no question in my mind that you're going to be a business owner. There's no question in my mind that you're going to be a healthy 30, 40, 50 year old because you're sweating every day and you're doing the things now. You're putting in, we've heard this phrase and maybe you've heard it as well, this idea that if you choose hard early, things get easier as you go through life.
Yep.
But if you choose easy now and you just coast and you just kind of like, live in passivity and procrastination, things will get harder down the road. You're choosing some hard now.
Yeah.
So that it gets a little bit easier and more fulfilling and more satisfying later. Would you say?
I would say that. Yeah. I would say that, I choose self-discipline now. And like you said, later in my life, I've already done these things. I already know what self-discipline feels like. I know what waking up early feels like. I'm not going to wake up one day and just become someone I'm not becoming. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to become that person now. So then down the line, I'm already that person.
And it seems like to me, and if I'm going to dig in here a little bit more into kind of your motivations and just even your life experiences,
of course,
is you're not just doing this and grinding through it. As I spend time with you on a regular basis, you actually seem more alive. This isn't drudgery.
Yeah.
The choices you're making, some people be like, oh my gosh, that sounds exhausting. That sounds horrible. The 5 a.m. wake ups at 6 a.m. Like you actually are more alive and enjoying life more. So you're choosing the hard.
Yeah.
But the hard, at least as I hang out with you, is also really fun.
It is fun. And I think I would say that my favorite part of the day is walking to the gym in the early morning. Nobody else is around. It's just calm. It's just me going to the gym and then the walk back with the sunrise. And again, it's just me walking. And I love that. And I love working on my business. I love doing that. And it's something that I think if you enjoy it, it's not, again, like drudgery. Like I enjoy doing those things.
I would imagine, Jason, of the 170 so episodes of Three Words Podcast that are already out there, for the world to listen to, it is likely at 19 years old that you are probably embodying a quarter of them already. Not perfectly.
Again,
one of our episodes is progress over perfection.
Living and learning.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think in many ways, this is, it's inspirational. Not only for those who are older, who maybe are like, wow, I'm not even doing that at 30, 40, 50 years old. But I am hoping that there are some younger folks, that even some teenagers that my son is hanging out with, who are going to listen to this episode and say, you know what? It's time to stop complaining. Mm. It's time to stop feeling like the world is so challenging and difficult. But it's actually, I want to actually seize opportunities, maximize my life. You get the final word, Jason. I want you to speak to people your age. And as we've kind of had this conversation, I want you to wrap us up and just what would be, just from your experience, and again, you're not an expert at this point, you're just a co-journer with them, but what would be kind of your final word to them in light of what we talked about today in regards to acting your age?
I would say, in regards to acting your age, I would say, be the person that you want to become now. Live out now who you want to become in the future, and you will become that person.
It's been great having you in the studio, Jason. I can't wait to see who you're going to be as a senior as you walk across that commencement stage. And obviously, we'll be connected for a lifetime.
Yes, sir.
And just kind of watching you evolve and grow. Hey, thanks for taking a risk. I know it's probably a little intimidating to come to a podcast studio at 19 years old, but
I know,
as I expected, you are who you are and you handled it wonderfully. And we've all learned a lot from you. So thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me, DMV. Appreciate that.
Thanks again for joining us here at Three Words Podcast. If you want to continue to go deeper with us, we have some free content we'd love to offer you at dmbcoaching.com/subscribe. If you go to that link, you can actually sign up for our monthly newsletter. Learn more about us, learn more about our team, and get free content on how to really contextualize these principles, these conversations at Three Words Podcast in your personal life on a daily basis. All that to say, we'll see you in a couple weeks.